Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Browns are better than the Texans 3 days into the offseason, 3 days into free agency. Many people believe this. Many people believe the Texans are now chasing not only the Colts, not only the Chiefs, but also the Cleveland Browns after the Browns traded for Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday. Also acquired Olivier Vernon early in the process. Cleveland Browns, been a laughingstock of the NFL for a long time, but now it looks like your Houston Texans are chasing the Browns.
Well, they are. In terms of personnel on the field, I don't think there's any question. In fact, you know, I got into this a little bit with Matt Hammond, who conveniently
welcome into the show, yeah. Whether you're here for the first time, whether you're here every time. It is great to be with you.
It is. That guy right there.
Why are you bringing up Hammond, honestly?
Because I think it illustrates this point that I'm taking here, that I'm making here. Because he said, in parentheses, looks at Browns roster, parentheses, looks at Texans roster. Deshaun's better than Baker. DeAndre's better than OBJ. JJ's better than Olivier Vernon. Clowney's better than Myles Garrett. Justin Reed's better than any DB. The minute the Texans get an O-line, they're Super Bowl contenders. Well, okay, there's a few errors and flaws with what his thoughts there. Foremost, we don't think this, but by and large, the NFL world thinks OBJ and Hopkins are a push. Would we disagree with that?
I think Nuke's slightly better.
I do too. But I'm saying by and large, it's pretty much a push. He forgot to mention the Browns are better at tight end. The Browns are better with Nick Chubb, better with Kareem Hunt. Better with Jarvis Landry as the number two. Nobody on the planet thinks that that Clowney is better than Myles Garrett, whose numbers in his second year compared to a contract year for Jadeveon Clowney just absolutely towered over Clowney's numbers. And as for Justin Reed, we all love him too. Denzel Ward had a better year than Justin Reed. So what I'm saying is, you can pick and choose some really good. Deshaun I think is better than Baker. JJ is better than Vernon, but you can make some really good points. But if you look at the whole picture, the Browns top to bottom have a better roster than the Texans, and I don't think it's even close.
And they're in an easier division. If you just look at everything that's happened this offseason, the Colts beat the Texans 2 out of 3 times. They haven't done much in free agency, but really the Texans haven't either. The Titans are right there in that 9-7 range every year, it seems like. And Jacksonville was a quarter away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they just added a new quarterback in Nick Foles, which is debatable how good he is, but I don't think it's debatable that he's better than Blake Bortles, whatever the heck his name is. But this is the thing about the Browns. You look at their division, the Steelers, they lost Le'Veon Bell. They lost Antonio Brown. The Ravens, they lost Terrell Suggs. They lost Weddle. They lost Mosley from the number one defense in the league. They lost their number one receiver, John Brown. The Bengals, they're terrible. The Browns are in a better position to win a division than the Texans are. And they're a lot more exciting right now just because of the moves they're making. Like if Brian Gain ends up looking like a genius 2 years down the line, it's not like a thrill ride. It's not going to be a thrill ride where every day you're at the top of the news. And when nobody else is willing to roll the dice on Kareem Hunt, you're rolling the dice on Kareem Hunt. And when nobody else is trading for Odell Beckham, you're the one doing that. Mm-hmm. If Brian Gain does end up looking smart and Brian Gain looks like a guy that knows what he's doing, it's not going to be a thrill ride. It's going to be, for lack of a better term, yeah. You know the word that the coaches always use in the GMs. Just go ahead and finish it for me, the P word. What is the P word?
Potential?
Process.
Oh, pop process.
It's a process.
But potential, too. And by the way, the Browns are much younger across the board as well. And let me make one thing very clear to talk about what you just mentioned. I'm not saying the Texans are not Super Bowl contenders. By default, they are because they were in the postseason and they're pretty much the same team. Now, you want them to get
better. It's a year-to-year league.
And it's a year-to-year league, so maybe they won't. But by default, you have to consider them a Super Bowl contender. All I'm saying is the Browns, man per man, are better. And there's something to be said about the buzz as well. You know, just the buzz that you create when you clearly have a general manager who's has his own process.
Stuck it on the table.
Has his own process, but part of that process is exactly what you just said.
He sticks it on the table.
Let's do this, boys.
And this is the other thing when we're talking about whether or not the Texans are better than the Browns right now, following the Browns trading for Odell Beckham Jr. and Olivier Vernon the last couple days. This is the other thing that comes into account is head coach. And a lot of people were talking about, you know, well, Freddie Kitchens of the Cleveland Browns is a first-year head coach. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, because I think that a first-year head coach in a crazy way might be better suited than a Bill O'Brien type. And this is just possible, to where he'll be more open-minded about a locker room that has the personalities that the Browns do. And guys that have been in the league for 5 years, like Bill O'Brien, a little bit more closed-minded at times, and not that they're not more capable, mm-hmm. but they're just less willing to adjust to things. So I don't necessarily, and also we don't know much about Bill O'Brien. 42-38 through five seasons. Now, it could go either way, and we could see if he takes it to the next level. But Bill O'Brien right now, he's in the middle tier at best mm-hmm. of head coaches in the league, and it's just a matter of where he's going to go. But I absolutely think right now, if you ask me who the better football team is as we sit right now, without factoring in any potential improvement.
Right, and then they have to play together and get to know each other all that.
It's the Cleveland Browns. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Talking Texans free agency. It is signing day, and the Browns making splashes all over the place. Let's go to Larry in Stafford. Larry, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Landry, J-Lo? How y'all doing?
Terrific, man. Terrific.
What up, man? How are you is what we want to know.
I'm doing horrible. See, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that we sit here and y'all asking the question, are the Browns better than the Texans, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they're better than the Texans, but what we do know that they have the potential to be better than the Texans and to be a lot more excited. Say, Lo, you've been in Houston a long time,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have, 30 years.
And we sat through a lot of the Oilers, you know, just barely getting there and disappointing us, right?
Of course.
The Texans aren't even allowing themselves to even be in the conversation about being excited and being a team on the rise anymore. Because what was the whole purpose of getting all the salary cap money if they wasn't going to use it?
Yep.
See, and everybody thinks that it's just because fans want just a name player and fans just want to be able to be, you know, brass and be able to boast about what they're going to do. No, that isn't what it's about. If you have any kind of eyes, you can see that Odell Beckham is a player. And if you got any kind of eyes, you can see that the Texans quarterback, Deshaun Watson, got hit 70-plus times last season. So you know you got to go out and fix those kind of things and bring in some excitement. The Texans are as stale as Bob McNair used to be, and rest in peace, and he is stale as they're going to be because they choose not to take any chances, J-Lo. And what's frustrating is this. We have waited 17 years to get a playmaker at quarterback. And now, in that... We're wasting J.J. Watt. When are we going to get to the point where we can expect that going to the Super Bowl is something that we should...
All right, well, you're cutting out, but we get your point. You've been cutting out. Yeah, apologize for that.
You'll holler. We got you. He didn't even get his all holler in. But, look, I get the frustration. I get the tension towards wanting to be a champion, and I get not wanting to waste J.J. Watt. And we get that. We've talked about the two-year window. But in the big scheme of things, regardless of what we think about the Cleveland Browns, it's not all doom and gloom for the Texans.
No.
It's just the question marks that you have,
yes,
you cannot prove. Right now, what you're supposed to do is look on paper. I can't assume that the offensive line is going to improve. I can't assume that Deshaun Watson is going to take that next
step.
You
also cannot assume, if you're building through the draft, that those draft picks are going to hit.
You can't.
And that's why the money comes into play, and that's why you've heard me repeatedly say, you're not going to have this kind of money to spend very often. You have to look hard at making big picks. You know who did? The Cleveland Browns did. And they built through the draft, too. You know, that's what's getting lost here. The Browns' depth chart that I went through earlier, yeah, there's some great acquisitions. Odell Beckham, of course. Kareem Hunt, you know, once he gets off his suspension, he's going to be a big acquisition. But where did they get Baker Mayfield? Where did they get... You know, all these other guys, Joku and Greg Robinson and everybody else, those are draft picks. You can do both. It's allowed.
Regardless of what you say, I think the Texans are better. I'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.